AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is ordering U.S. forces to Somalia. The AP Sagar Magani reports there are concerns about the Islamic extremist rebels there.
That comes after Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin asked to reestablish a persistent U.S. military presence in Somalia to enable a more effective fight against al-Shabaab. The al-Qaeda-linked militants have made gains in recent months after being pushed into remote areas of Somalia. A senior administration official confirms the president has signed a deployment order, which reverses Donald Trump's late-term decision to remove nearly all the 700 U.S. special operators who were in Somalia. The official says American troops already in the region will be repositioned. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The CDC says the number of coronavirus deaths in the U.S. has reached 1 million. President Biden is offering formula manufacturers and retailers transportation and logistics support to ease the nationwide shortage of baby formula. Sweden will follow neighboring Finland and apply for NATO membership because of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The move ends more than 200 years of military non-alignment in Sweden. In Fairfax, Virginia, Amber Heard testified ex-husband Johnny Depp was hallucinating and his sobriety had completely collapsed in the final months of his marriage. Depp is suing Heard for libel. Heard corrected herself about the timing of the first time she said Depp slapped her.
Well, you never forget it. That's how I remember it. It changes your life forever. You never forget the first time someone hits you like that. I just had the date wrong.
Depp is suing over an op-ed Heard wrote in the Washington Post describing herself as a public figure representing domestic abuse. A 17-year-old boy has been charged with second-degree murder after a 16-year-old boy was shot and killed near the Bean Sculpture in Chicago, among the city's most popular tourist attractions. This is AP News.
May is Maytag Month, the hardest working month of the year, when you can save on hard-working Maytag performance. Like laundry pairs that make clothes think twice before getting dirty again. Refrigerators that make cold your new favorite flavor. And dishwashers that eat caked on oatmeal for breakfast.
Don't wait. Put the hardest working month of the year to work for you and save big on Maytag appliances now through June 1st. Because May is Maytag Month.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
K-C-A-A.
Rockefellers is back. Rockefellers Music Fest 3, May 22nd at the Dysart Equestrian Center in Banning. A full day of music with 10 outstanding bands. Headlining is the Zappa Band with Mike Keneally, Ray White, Robert Martin, Jamie Kine, Scott Thunes, and Joe Travers. Co-headlining McStein and Minaman, featuring Randy McStein and Marco Minaman, Bohini Day, and Nick D. Virgilio. Also playing the Avias, Oingo Boingo's John Avia and Walter Trout's Sammy Avia. Tickets on sale now at rockefellers.live. Be there.
This segment brought to you by Matt Flores of Secure Choice Lending in Riverside. We thank Matt for being a man of his word.
Hi, I'm Matt. No one is more curious than now about the real estate market and what lies ahead. But one thing is for sure, we can help you with your next move. We're licensed in 14 states, and we take pride in our trustworthy service that takes the stress out of your next refinance or next real estate transaction.
You can find Matt Flores of Secure Choice Lending at www.securechoicelending.com or on Instagram at MatthewF444. No matter what your age is, it's never too late or early to find a good lender. You can call 951-742-1382. That's 951-742-1382. Or Google Matt Flores Loans.
Hey, mortgages are kind of boring, but we keep it fun. NMLS 1161689.
If you're ready for a Las Vegas vacation, here's an offer you can't refuse. The Vegas Travel Center is offering 3 days and 2 nights in Vegas free. Just call 909-406-7400. The offer includes accommodations with two free tickets to Great Las Vegas Entertainment with free meals. So if you're planning a trip to Vegas, you need to jump on this right now. Just call 909-406-7400. Obviously, an offer like this is not going to last. So call now, 909-406-7400, for your three-day, two-night Vegas vacation. That number again, 909-406-7400. Call now.
Inland Empire, are you ready for a block party? Teamsters Local 1932 is holding its third annual Spring Fling Car Show and Cruise on May 21st on the corner of 4th Street and Sierra Way in San Bernardino, starting at 10 a.m. This is a fun-filled time for the whole family, so come out and enjoy the event on Saturday, May 21st at 10 a.m.
Comic-Con Revolution is returning to the Inland Empire May 21st and 22nd for its 5th anniversary convention. We are once again bringing an all-star lineup of comic talent, professional wrestlers, celebrities, toys, collectibles, and family-friendly fun to the Ontario Convention Center. As always, kids 12 and under are free with a paid adult, so mark your calendar for the 5th anniversary of Comic-Con Revolution this May 21st and 22nd at the Ontario Convention Center. For more information, go to www.comicconrevolution.com.
Miss your favorite show? Download the podcast at kcaaradio.com.
Hello, folks. Matt Rodriguez here, your best choice for L.A. County Sheriff. Personally, I can't recall a time when L.A. County was in such dire straits. Not surprising when Sheriff Villanueva leads from a platform of disrespect and is why I'm running for L.A. County Sheriff. To bring back respect to the job, respect for the people, law enforcement, and the rule of law. Let's do this together. Go to RodriguezForSheriff.com, donate, and volunteer. Thank you, and God bless.
Control chaos.
Gary Garver, Jim Jones, yeah, listen, Carter, touch your bundy bone, Garver and Jigga Jones, get it, the wings of love, bringing this music live,
Empire, Inland Empire.
It is Control Chaos, listen, yeah. KCAA 1050 AM 106.5 102.3 FM in the Inland Empire. I am Gary Garver here with the Guru of the Ghetto live on a Monday morning. Jigga Jones. Good morning, Jigga. How are you, my brother?
Yeah, man. I just told people to listen. They sure as hell can't look because it's radio.
Well, you know, some radio stations do broadcast video. In fact, KCAA at times broadcasts video. In fact, when we first started doing the show, didn't we have a camera in the studio?
Yeah, but it was ridiculous. We were just sitting there drinking first thing in the morning.
Yeah, everybody saw us partying. Like, I think our show started, what, at 7 a.m. or 8 a.m. originally? And then they moved us to, like, I don't know. Anyways, we've been at 9 a.m. for about 2 years now. But, yeah, they just sit there. We'd just be sitting there. I mean, there wasn't any naked girls in there. We'd just be getting loaded at, like, 7, 8 o'clock in the morning.
First thing you know, orange juice and vodka first thing in the morning.
Well, I have
letting people know how the morning should be started.
Well, you know, as Johnny Depp said on the witness stand a couple of weeks ago, it's happy hour somewhere in the world, right?
Yeah, especially here in Vegas. And whenever time you turn, it depends on which bar you go to, because they all got happy hours around different times. They know people that get off on the third shift, you know, when they get off.
Yeah. No, I know. I get it, man. I mean, because Vegas is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a week, a year. It never ends, right? It never stops.
Well, it's back to being that. You know, wasn't that during all this communist coronavirus crap? But, but it was finally coming back to that.
Are people still wearing masks in Vegas and in the casinos?
Only the morons.
Only the morons.
Only the stupid people. Yeah, you see stupid people with them on all the time.
Okay. It is weird, man. You see people wearing masks at certain places, then other people aren't wearing masks. I don't know. It's just so bizarre. I'm so over it anyways, this whole
thing. The people wearing the mask obviously haven't gone to the website of the CDC where they said, well, you know, the mask actually didn't do anything. It was more for public to feel better.
Rather than
do better. You know, it's crazy. And it's funny. That's how you know people don't read. So you see a lot of black people wearing masks. You know, a lot of super few wearing masks, and they come in all colors, so you know.
Yeah, they do come in all colors. You can't just say black people. I see white people,
Asian
people.
If you're wearing masks right now, you're a chump, and that's what you get.
Hey, listen, I want to
ask.
You're
in your car, driving down the street by yourself with a mask on, you're a chump.
Even during the height of the pandemic, I always thought people that were driving by themselves wearing a mask were like complete morons. Like, you know what? That is so ridiculous. I just never got that. I still don't get it. But really, at the height of pandemic, they were doing it, and there's still some of them are doing it, not so much. But I was like, what?
You know what? It's as stupid as the people that don't wash their hands after they go to the bathroom.
Oh.
That's the kind of person you're dealing with.
That is disgusting.
I just wear the mask the whole time, so I want to take it off. Okay.
That is disgusting. Hey, I want to talk to you about this because I've been talking. We have a few stories. We're going to talk about the Jim Crow Museum in Michigan.
Yeah.
We gotta talk about that. We're gonna talk about, I wanna talk about this first. North Korea. North Korea confirmed their first, COVID-19 case. Do you actually believe that North Korea has not had one COVID-19 case until last week?
Yeah, they don't let people in and out of their country.
Oh, they have everybody on lockdown.
Lying to North Korea. I mean, the only one that's been there is Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, you're right. They have their people on lockdown 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so they can't go anywhere anyways. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You imagine living in North Korea? I mean, we take this, the United States, for granted and living here in America. I mean, can you imagine living
in
North
Korea? You're in California. You're pretty close to it.
Oh, please stop. Not even. I want to talk about this, though. This Lake Mead stuff, man. I mean, I've been talking about Lake Mead. We're having a drought. We have a major drought coming here in the state of California. It's really bad, you know, and Lake Mead is like a major waterway in the Southwest, and it's like going down big time. Have you been there in a minute?
No, but I talked to a friend of mine who works at BLM, which is over there. It was the Bureau of Land Management.
I thought that Black Lives Matter.
No.
He works for Black Lives Matter, BLM. No, it's a...
Yeah.
Anyways, what's he telling us about Lake Mead and what's happening over there?
Well, he says all four tubes are open on the dam side. And he says he's worked there for 7 years and they've never had all four open.
Which means what?
Which means they're draining. And if you look up flooding in Mexico, they're sending so much water down the river that there's flooding in Mexico.
Why?
So he doesn't know what the deal is. A dam, you're supposed to stop the water.
Yeah.
They're not stopping the water. They're letting it drain. They're letting it drain. And how you know this is true is that fish don't get caught in dry land unless the water is going away rapidly. And yeah, so that's what they're doing. He said it's over his pay grade. It's somebody from Washington that said to open all four flumes at the dam. And he says he's worked there 7 years. They've never had all four pipes open.
That is so bizarre.
One, two pipes open, but now all four open. It's basically like a bathtub and it's draining. And people say, oh, the water's going down. The water's going down. Well, yes, you're not damming it up like the dam's supposed to do, of course it's going to drain out.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I don't know what's going on. They're creating this problem. You know, it's good to find the bodies out there. That's kind of nice. But
so, yeah,
other than that,
they're finding all sorts of stuff.
We haven't had, normally by now, we'd have several over 100 degree dates. We haven't had any of that yet.
Yeah, well, believe me, it
was 72 yesterday.
Really? Well, it's been like, it's 105 today. Over the weekend, it was like 106, 107 out here. So the heat is here.
Keep that over there.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. Anyways, they found like a body in a barrel, human bones along the shoreline. Yeah, ghost towns, a crashed B-29, I mean, prehistoric salt mines. I mean, it's crazy what's going on there. What the hell is going on there? I mean,
they're letting all the water out, man.
Really?
I don't know what the deal is, but they're going to create a drought, even if there ain't one. They're going to make sure there is one.
Well, it's unbelievable. I don't understand the reason for that at all. You know, it's ridiculous.
I do.
What?
You got these people that want to tax you for carbon taxes. Oh, the climate change is doing it. Like, no, it isn't. If you go to the bridge, and if you go over the Hoover Dam and look down the thing, you see the water is churning like crazy because they're just pushing so much water out of the dam. It's crazy.
Well, I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous, man. I don't know. Another thing in our society.
We're blaming it on climate change, but we know it ain't because that's what they're doing. But, you know, once it's done, they can turn it off and say, oh, look how horrible it is. All the climate change did this. And that's not what's going on. They're just sending a lot of water out of the dam.
Yes. Sending it to nowhere, you know.
Yeah.
It's
the flooding
nuts.
In Mexico. Google it. You'll see there's flooding in Mexico right now. They're sending so much water down the Rio. It's unreal.
Yeah, well, it's unbelievable, but yeah, they're finding all sorts of weird things in there and bodies. I mean,
they're killing people on the whitewater rafting tour down there where it goes through Arizona. The people are just the whitewater rafting is so crazy right now. There's been all kinds of deaths. They've actually stopped some of the rafting tours there because it's so volatile. Well, because they're sending so much water down.
It doesn't make sense.
I don't know, man.
All right. Anyways, that, enough of that. I mean, it's just weird, but that, yeah, there's dead bodies showing up, and there's probably going to be more dead bodies. You know the mob.
Ain't you know the mob is calling somebody. Hey, you remember that thing we did on the lake? It's showing
hey,
now.
Hey, quiet. Joey. Hey, Jigga.
Hey, yo there.
Hey, yo, Jigga. Remember when we put that bum in the barrel? Hey, he popped up.
Yeah.
He popped up like a jack
we
in the box.
Problems.
Oh,
we got problems. Keep your mouth shut. But
yeah.
We got problems.
Hey, Joey Two Nuts. Hey, I think he's popping up
Joey
pretty
the
soon.
Fish.
Yeah,
he just showed up.
Joey Two Nuts is now swimming in the river in Lake Mead. Hey, yo, I thought we got rid of him. Didn't we acidize him? Who dropped him in Lake Mead? Hey, yo. Basically.
Exactly.
That's crazy, man. So, yeah, they're saying it has a lot of mob connections, these dead bodies. Does the mob really even give a damn? I mean, it's like, you know, 30,
the
40, 50 years ago.
Now that if you look it up, Lake, the Vegas PD, even though there's a bullet hole in the guy's head, they say there's no sign of foul play of the bodies found in Lake Mead.
I love it.
That lets you know the level of corruption that's going on.
Oh,
here,
please.
Man. Google that. You'll see it'll pop up. There was no sign of the foul play.
That's great. With a bullet in his head, right? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, with a bullet in his head.
That's great.
There was a suicide in front of the head.
All right, listen, let's take a break. And then after the break, you brought this up to me, and this is great. I thought you were just, you know, BSing me, but there's actually a Jim Crow Museum, and we're going to talk about the Jim Crow Museum and a few other things on the Control Chaos Radio Show. It is a Monday morning, and I also want to find out a little bit more. How's your after the break? We'll find out how your channel is coming along. The NIGGATV, right? Is this NIGGATV, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll talk about that after the break. All right. It is Control Chaos. This Jim Crow Museum, I thought it was total BS, but there is actually a Jim Crow Museum in America. And it's not where you would think. Okay. We'll be back right after this.
It's Controlled Chaos. Stomping the IE and the world on 1050 AM KCAA. NBC News Talk Radio.
Hello, folks. Matt Rodriguez here, your best choice for L.A. County Sheriff. Personally, I can't recall a time when L.A. County was in such dire straits. Not surprising when Sheriff Villanueva leads from a platform of disrespect and is why I'm running for L.A. County Sheriff. To bring back respect to the job, respect for the people, law enforcement, and the rule of law. Let's do this together. Go to RodriguezForSheriff.com, donate, and volunteer. Thank you, and God bless.
If you're an avid golfer like I am, or just a beginner learning to play, I have a great golf course for you. Mesquite Country Club. Mesquite is one of my favorite golf courses to play in the Coachella Valley. Mesquite is a challenge for golfers of any skill level to play. Test your accuracy with their fairways, water hazards, and great greens. Located minutes from downtown Palm Springs, Mesquite offers a great value for desert golf, combining quick place of play along with affordable green fees. Mesquite is a fun course for all, and they welcome families and kids of all ages. Additionally, Mesquite has a great practice facility, which includes a grass driving range, as well as a practice sand bunker and putting green. For more information, go to MesquiteGolfCC.com. That's MesquiteGolfCC.com or give them a call at 760-992-5158. 760-992-5158. Mesquite Country Club, a fun and challenging golf course for all.
If you're ready for a Las Vegas vacation, here's an offer you can't refuse. The Vegas Travel Center is offering 3 days and two nights in Vegas free. Just call 909-406-7400. The offer includes accommodations with two free tickets to great Las Vegas entertainment with free meals. So if you're planning a trip to Vegas, you need to jump on this right now. Just call 909-406-7400. Obviously, an offer like this is not going to last. So call now, 909-406-7400, for your 3-day, 2-night Vegas vacation. That number again, 909-406-7400. Call now.
How you doing? This is Gary Garver. In today's society, the majority of people are not getting enough sleep. I know I'm not. If you're like me and having problems getting a good night's rest, whether it's health or stress related, I have a solution for you. South Pacific Sleep Lab. South Pacific Sleep Lab will do an evaluation of your sleep pattern and will provide a comprehensive study so you can start getting a restful, peaceful night of sleep. They take all types of insurance, which will cover your cost of the evaluation. And they will even provide transportation to their offices at no cost to you. For more information, contact Tony at 310-999-1887. That's 310-999-1887. Tony even stays awake all night, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so you can sleep better and rest easy. South Pacific Sleep Lab. Start feeling better and getting a great night of sleep today.
How you doing?
Who are you?
Blake Shelton.
And what made you famous?
I'm nominated for a favorite new country artist.
Hey, why are so many more rap artists committing crimes than country artists?
I don't know. I can't answer that.
It's more of a problem for this country, Mexicans or blacks?
I'm not getting into that.
Thanks.
From the four corners of the world, dumbing down his IQ so you can understand him, it's Gary Garver.
It is Controlled Chaos for a Monday. Hope you had a nice weekend. All I did was clean my place and work out a little bit. Yeah, it was nice. It's nice to work out in 105 degree heat, running and lifting rocks. It's so much fun. I'm having such a blast being in the desert. All right, it's Control Chaos, KCAAradio.com. Also, iHeart.com. Gary Garver here with the Guru of the Ghetto in Las Vegas, Jigga Jones. And Jigga, before we talk about the Jim Crow Museum, I just got to talk about for a minute, because I talked about it for a minute before we took the break, about North Korea. Kim Jong-un said that North Korea's COVID-19 outbreak is the greatest turmoil since its founding. And North Korea said on Saturday that there were over 500,000 cases of quote unquote fever in recent weeks. So,
here's a question for them is who do they let in the country that kicked this off? Because, you know, that place is like controlled. You can't just get in and out.
Think a bat flew in. A bat flew in across the border from China, from Wuhan, over to North Korea.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
They had bat invasion.
They can't get in and out of there. So whoever they let, they can track who patient zero was.
Oh, can you imagine that person? They're gone.
He's dead now.
They're gone. Yeah. They're gone for sure. So anyways, yeah, North Korea is now.
So what do you think about Biden's person he put in the Ministry of Truth, where he's going to tell you what's true and what's not?
From a Batman? No. You're talking about ministry?
No, man. They got a fool that is in the office now that's going to be the person that's going to be, what is it, the disinformation officer or some kind of thing, where they're going to tell you what's real and what's not.
What?
Because, you know, the Biden administration lies so much. Yeah, look it up. Google it.
The Ministry of Truth?
Man, they got a Ministry of Truth, man. The government is now going to have a person that's going to be in charge of all the stuff on social media. Says, we say this is false. We say this is true. You know,
I thought that was Samuel L. Jackson. I thought that was Samuel L. Jackson in the Avengers, the Ministry of Truth, Justice, and the American Way.
Yeah, but now they got a whole bureaucracy for that now.
I don't trust the government anyway. I don't trust one word.
Not.
Okay, so I don't care. I don't care what the Ministry of Truth. They should call it the Ministry of Lies. I would believe that more. I know. Well, that's what I'm saying. I believe that more.
It absolutely is. I mean, they got that Jen Psaki. She was lying so much every day. Her nose got so big they had to get somebody else.
Oh, she turned into Pinocchio?
Yeah, man.
Well, they got another woman doing it, and she is the first openly gay.
Well, they picked a black lesbian because that way, anytime you disagree with her, they can say, oh, it's because you're racist.
You're a racist.
And you're homophobic.
You're racist.
That's why they picked that person down.
Right.
Now, anytime you watch and see anybody says she can lie and tell you the sky is green, and you say, no, it is blue, oh, it's because you're a homophobe.
You're a homophobic racist. You're a homophobic racist.
You just don't believe her because she's black.
Question her.
And she's a woman.
Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be great if they start questioning her and giving her some hard-ass questions, and she goes, like, you know, while she's doing the press briefing, you just don't like me because I'm black and I'm gay.
Oh, that's going to happen. That's going to happen. It's a matter of time. I'm telling you, that is on the program already. They're writing the script for that. Don't worry.
That will be so damn funny. Watch. It will slip out. You know what I mean?
That way they can lie and then blame you for the lie.
Exactly.
They've been doing.
Exactly. It's so ridiculous, man. The whole world's crazy, man. I don't buy into any of the BS.
There's not a formula shortage. When the average person goes to the store and sees there's no formula available, like, yes, there is. No, that's because you're a liar and you don't like black people. Like, I don't like black people because they steal stuff. It has nothing to do with the formula being missing.
Do you think the same thing with the abortion issue? You think because they don't like black people? Because the majority, I guess they took, you know, a poll. They take these stupid ass polls, and the majority is that black women get more abortions than, you know, white women and other.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that, women. And I don't complain about that because, you know what, despite what everybody says, not all life is precious. You know, two crack addicts having kids that become super criminals, that's really not something that's conducive to a good society. So,
well,
you know, I see both sides of this issue, and both sides are right.
Well, the bottom line is, listen, you know, everybody has, you know, their own opinion. But if a woman gets raped, I don't understand why these people do not want to allow her to have an abortion. I mean, that's a criminal act.
That's already an exclusion.
What?
That's already an exclusion.
No, it isn't. In some of these states, I'm talking about if they overthrow Roe versus Wade, these states.
Well, I'm talking about the law.
The federal law right now.
In California, too. The Nevada law and California says rape, incest, and death, and danger to the mother are all absolutes when you get an abortion.
Right, and that's a federal law now.
But the news won't tell you that.
But hold on, that's a federal law now, Jigga. But what these states are doing is that they want to criminalize these women that get any abortion, even if they're raped or whatever it is. I mean, one state, I think Louisiana, is trying to pass a law that if you get an abortion, you're committing murder. It's a homicide. I mean, even if you're raped, I mean, I see, this is what I don't get. I never got this, why people, like him, why humans want to control other human beings and what they do with their lives and their bodies. Just never understood it. I don't give a damn what, you want to go get married to another dude or chick? Go ahead. You want to have an abortion? Go ahead. If you want to shoot heroin all day long, go ahead. As long as you're not hurting anybody, I don't give a damn. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I agree.
I know. It's stupid. So anyways, yeah, I guess they had protests throughout the whole country over the weekend. All the states had them, you know, big rallies. Why do you think they're just so hardcore on this thing? Why some people are?
They're stupid.
Okay, thank you.
There's so many more things that are more important that they're not paying attention to, you know?
Exactly.
It's what it is.
Exactly. You know, let's feed our children. If you're worried about children, let's feed them. Because we've gone down to the L.A. Mission on Skid Row on Christmas, you and I, and we saw how many hundreds, if not thousands, of kids were having their Christmas dinner on Skid Row. How many?
Yeah.
I mean, you were there. You saw it. I mean, I tried to buy him some toys, and I got bum-rushed by the not the kids.
Literally, bum-rushed.
Not by the kids, but by the adults. They were stampeding on me. Yeah, I went to the dollar store and bought like 40, 50 bucks worth of, you know, little toys for these kids. And I'm like, hey, let's hand them out before, because they're in line. What they do at the mission, the LA mission, they do great work.
They got the Soviet bread line kind of thing going on down there, and you went down there and tried to do some good, and you know, your good got overwhelmed by greed.
Yeah, it was crazy. But I was shocked at how many kids are eating their Christmas dinner on the streets of Skid Row and throughout America, not just Los Angeles, but throughout America, there's kids having their meals.
Yeah, especially now in Biden's economy, it's way worse.
Of course.
You know, they say the homeless population has gone up, you know, 41%. And I'm thinking, 41%? That's a lot, because when we saw it back then, it was a lot. I can't even imagine now.
Oh, believe me, Los Angeles is overrun with homeless, man. I mean, they are everywhere. Even in Palm Springs, man, I go downtown. I'm walking downtown, and they're on the sidewalk right there downtown.
Downtown. That's where the homeless do downtown. They will do things to you there.
That's very good. Right off the cuff. All right. Yeah. Listen, so – yeah, the bottom line is, all right, they spend all the, and, you know, now they're dropping $40 billion in Ukraine, you know. What about here in America? What about us?
They don't care about you. Hey, man, you know, they got Biden in here. He's America last. Trump was America first. You know, so there you go.
Yeah, well, listen, the elections are right around the corner.
You didn't like America first, so now you got America last. That's what you get.
Listen, I just couldn't stand
it. You know, people say, hey, we want to get Trump out of office. We got to get him out of there, no matter what it is. Great. You know what? And like I told you back then, you know what? The good things were happening. The guy was in there. You sent million tweets, but guess what? You had gas money, and money was in your pocket.
Well,
now you got gas at $6, $8 a gallon, and they're sending money to everywhere but here. That's what they get.
Yeah, and they can't get baby formula. And I
now
can't
we're
even
find out they didn't vote for it, and that's what you really get.
Well, by the way, man, I mean, you know, you're talking about baby formula. I can't even get cat food at the market anymore. If you have a cat,
know what? They burned down four of the those plants that burned down were cat food processing plants.
I believe
so,
it.
So you know, the crazy part about that is, like, you know, that you look at all this stuff and you go, hey, man, how are there all these mysterious fires? You know, and when I was growing up, that was called Jewish lightning. You know, back when Don's patio burned down. I don't know if you remember Don's patio in Burbank. You know, they were losing money, and all of a sudden the place burned down.
I remember it.
What a good thing to happen, you know?
Yeah, I remember that. Why Jewish lightning? Because he's a Jew?
I don't know, that's what they always call it.
Jewish lightning. You blame the Jews for everything, man. What is it with blaming the Jews? Okay,
I don't blame them for rap music.
We didn't do a damn thing. What did the Jews do? They've been slaves longer than black people, man. I mean, come on.
Yeah, man.
We've been slaves for thousands and thousands of years. What the hell?
Nobody, does it?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. But what I want to say about the cat food, by the way, if you want to get cat food, how I get my cat food, because I cannot find any cat food, literally. And you go on Amazon.com, and you made a good point, Jeff.
You know what you need to do is you go down to the market, go buy some fish, put it in the blender with some rice, some cooked rice. You got cat food. You're done.
I'm not going all that trouble, man. I'm going to Amazon.com.
That's not trouble. You got a blender.
Stop.
Easy. Then you push the button.
I'm not making cat food. Okay, listen. You go to Amazon.com. Jeff Bezos is breaking in. It's weird. I can go to Amazon.com, get the my cat likes this Shiba salmon cuts, right?
Oh yeah, that Shiba stuff's good. So yeah, cats love that.
Yeah, so I look it up, and within a day they deliver it. Now if I go to the market, I can't find it anywhere, dude. It's so weird. What the hell's going on, man? What is going on? Tell me, Jigga, Guru
well,
the Ghetto.
Well, remember Jen Psaki said if you're not finding food in the market, maybe you're not looking hard enough. You know, that's what she said. You're not looking hard enough. You know, maybe that's what it is, Gary. You know, maybe you didn't go down the extra aisle. You know, maybe it's you just crazy.
I went down the pet food aisle.
You're not buying that, and you know what's real. There's a shortage of food everywhere, and that's because this is what these people are going to do. You know what? In order to instill communism and all this stuff that you got to do, you got to make it to where people are now reliant on the government. And how they do that is they cut back on everything. You can't find supplies. You won't find food. But you have to go to the government to get the food. So then they're like, okay, well, yeah, the government's going to provide. The government's going to protect you, blah, 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 blah. Give up your rights and we'll do everything for you. That's what's going to happen.
It's a joke. It's a total joke. Well, listen, let's switch gears here because I want to talk about this because this is amazing. Before the show, you told me to look.
Jim Crow Museum.
Yeah, you told me to look this up, okay? Jim Crow Museum. I'm like, come on, we don't have a Jim Crow Museum. He goes, yeah, we do. And I go, where's it at? And you didn't know either. And we figured, of course, it'd be like
I had no idea.
We figured it'd be in Alabama or Mississippi or Georgia or something, you know, somewhere in the South, right? Jim Crow.
Yeah.
It's actually located in Michigan at Ferris.
What?
Yes, it's located in Michigan at Ferris State University. Let me just tell you what it is. The Jim Crow Museum of Racist Memorabilia at Ferris State University,
yeah.
Big Rapids, Michigan, displays a wide variety of everyday artifacts depicting the history of racist portrayals of African Americans in American popular culture. The mission, and this is the cool thing, the mission of the Jim Crow Museum is to use objects of intolerance to teach tolerance and promote social justice. It was established in 1996. So, you think it's just a big joke, right? You think this is just
man,
like...
Cause I can't wait to go through there because I know that I got to go through there and make sure I have used the bathroom before I've gone. Because I know when I go through there, I'm going to laugh because just the pictures they show. You go through there, I don't care how sensitive you are to racism and all that crap. You're going to go through there and laugh. When you see some of this stuff, the kids with the watermelon face and all this...
Oh, God.
You can't even look at it without laughing. Can you imagine being able to see it and touch it and smell it? Wow, look at that. That how funny that's going to be. Man, I think they should have trips of people go through there because I know I'll laugh like a Scooby-Doo villain going through there. Just look at the YouTube. You laugh. So you're like, somebody thought this was appropriate? Somebody thought this was cool to put in your house?
Well, you can actually go in there and check it out. They're open like Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And you can go in there and check it out. But, man, you know, how many racist a-holes, you know, these yahoos like, hey, Jim Bob, let's go down and they have a Jim Crow Museum. Let's go in there and check it out. Come on, let's take a road trip. You know, these white.
I don't know. I bet there's a lot of congressmen and senators that have been there because, you know, you saw Elizabeth Warren when she had that watermelon thing in her house on top of the thing.
Oh, Jesus.
When she was drinking that beer. Remember that?
Yeah,
I do. That should have been in the museum over there. You just say, hey, I got a donation for you. Go hit up Elizabeth Warren for that watermelon thing with the kid. Where they don't call it, they call it the kid, the coon and the watermelon, whatever it is. But it was so funny. You see in the background, like, hey, wait a minute here.
What's going on?
What is this doing there?
By the way, the museum has over 14,000 items that showcase the nation's racist past. So the 14,000 items, if you want to go, I can give you the number. In fact, I'm going to call them up. I'm going to call them up and try to get a representative on the show.
I got to go down there because, man, I got to do a documentary down there so I can laugh.
Oh, my God. It would be perfect for NIGGA TV on Roku. Right? 231 is the number. 231-591-5873. 231-591-5873 is the number for the Jim Crow Museum of Racist Memorabilia. They also have a website. It's in Big Rapids, Michigan. In Michigan.
Now I got to wonder if I got to send some of my stuff down there to be exhibits.
Send them that Ronald McDonald Hitler t-shirt.
Yeah, Ronald McDonald Hitler shirt. I got all kinds of stuff I could probably send down there.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm sure you do.
We went to one of these, we call it a swap meet, long time ago. And they had these bookends of these big mouth black people with leaning against a watermelon, you know, and those are bookends. And I bought those. That was so funny, you know. I could definitely put those in the museum, and it would blend into some stuff they got.
Oh, my God.
And we were looking at those the other day and said, damn, you know what? These should probably be in that museum.
Yeah, well, remember the racist cartoons they had? Yeah, you should. Put them on your Facebook. By the way, how's NIGGA TV?
I just got some stuff like that, too.
Yeah. Well, remember those cartoons where they had those cartoons, and they, I mean, it was crazy with the big mouths and all that, the big lips and all. It was
Lazy Town. Remember that?
Yeah, you could tell it was totally racist, man. I mean, it was just so crazy. So anyways, there is a Jim Crow Museum. I thought Jigga was pulling my name. I mean, pulling my leg. It's Monday. I'm having a little trouble talking. Hey, by the way, how's your NIGGA TV on Roku coming along?
We got an approval from the FCC, and we're waiting on them to give us a start date. It'll probably be the 1st of June.
1st of June. June 1st.
Yeah.
All right. Cool, man.
Yeah.
Well, I look forward to seeing it, and then I was
hoping for Juneteenth.
Juneteenth? Oh, that's, yeah. What's that, June 19th, I think, Juneteenth or something like that? And what's that about? Just refresh my memory.
When they did slaves and stuff.
Oh, yeah, the first slaves. Yeah, the first slaves came to America.
That's why I was thinking, you guys going to do June. Let's do June 19th. Let's do that, you know?
I think that'd be perfect. Tell them June 19th. I think that'd be a perfect time to kick it off, right?
That'd be a good time to kick it off, and people will laugh, people will cry. People will look at it and don't know why.
And they'll cringe. All right, listen, it is Control Chaos, KCAA, 1050 AM, 106.5, 102.3 FM in the Inland Empire. Gary Garver here in hot-ass Palm Springs, the guru of the ghetto.
You say Inland Empire. Does that mean like the inland?
It's inland, and I guess it's an empire. Okay, we got it. Jigga Jones. We'll be back after this. How the hell do I know?
Controlled Chaos. Gary Garver and Jigga Jones are out of their flipping minds.
It only works if all the little cogs mesh.
10:50 a.m. KCAA.
Hello, folks. Matt Rodriguez here, your best choice for L.A. County Sheriff. Personally, I can't recall a time when L.A. County was in such dire straits. Not surprising when Sheriff Villanueva leads from a platform of disrespect and is why I'm running for L.A. County Sheriff. To bring back respect to the job, respect for the people, law enforcement, and the rule of law. Let's do this together. Go to RodriguezForSheriff.com, donate, and volunteer. Thank you, and God bless.
How you doing? This is Gary Garver. In today's society, the majority of people are not getting enough sleep. I know I'm not. If you're like me and having problems getting a good night's rest, whether it's health or stress-related, I have a solution for you. South Pacific Sleep Lab. South Pacific Sleep Lab will do an evaluation of your sleep pattern and will provide a comprehensive study so you can start getting a restful, peaceful night of sleep. They take all types of insurance, which will cover your cost of the evaluation, and they will even provide transportation to their offices at no cost to you. For more information, contact Tony at 310-999-1887. That's 310-999-1887. Tony even stays awake all night, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so you can sleep better and rest easy. South Pacific Sleep Lab. Start feeling better and getting a great night of sleep today.
If you're ready for a Las Vegas vacation, here's an offer you can't refuse. The Vegas Travel Center is offering 3 days and 2 nights in Vegas free. Just call 909-406-7400. The offer includes accommodations with 2 free tickets to Great Las Vegas Entertainment with free meals. So if you're planning a trip to Vegas, you need to jump on this right now. Just call 909-406-7400. Obviously, an offer like this is not going to last. So call now, 909-406-7400, for your 3-day, 2-night Vegas vacation. That number again, 909-406-7400. Call now.
If you're an avid golfer like I am, or just a beginner learning to play, I have a great golf course for you, Mesquite Country Club. Mesquite is one of my favorite golf courses to play in the Coachella Valley. Mesquite is a challenge for golfers of any skill level to play. Test your accuracy with their fairways, water hazards, and great greens. Located minutes from downtown Palm Springs, Mesquite offers a great value for desert golf, combining quick place of play along with affordable green fees. Mesquite is a fun course for all, and they welcome families and kids of all ages. Additionally, Mesquite has a great practice facility, which includes a grass driving range, as well as a practice sand bunker and putting green. For more information, go to MesquiteGolfCC.com. That's MesquiteGolfCC.com, or give them a call at 760-992-5158. 760-992-5158. Mesquite Country Club, a fun and challenging golf course for all.
I'm Jim O'Hare. I'm here to help raise awareness for CADASIL, a genetic disorder that affects 1 in 25,000 people. CADASIL can cause strokes in young adults, leading to memory loss and dementia. Patients may experience migraines with aura and mood disorders as early as 20 years old. Presently, CADASIL is being underdiagnosed and often misdiagnosed as MS or some other neurological disorder. So please visit curecadasil.org and learn more about this devastating disease and learn what you can do to help find a cure.
Gary Garver sees Reese Witherspoon at this event, who's a big star, you know. And the publicist is the funny one because she keeps telling Gary in the beginning here to just get away.
Uh-huh.
And then Reese sees him and then she talks to him. She didn't care, but you know the publicists panic. They panic. Big star.
What? Interviews right now. Thank you.
No?
Nope, we're done.
Reese, how have you changed the world? Reese, are you a fan of Howard Stern?
Please, 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 please. I've asked you. No, thank you.
That's why I asked you if you're a fan of Howard Stern's. You like Howard Stern?
I've asked you, please.
Well, she didn't come and walk the red carpet.
We're good. We're good.
Howard. Hi, Howard. How are you?
How do you change the world?
In every, just by being amazing and awesome.
Yeah. Hey, who's the biggest a-hole in Hollywood?
Well, that would be me.
Really?
Now, especially now that I'm a producer. Wait, I want to see Michelle. I'm a
thanks.
She's getting the blow off nicely, though. Oh, I want to see Michelle.
Listen to these people. Like literally, like they have a war hero they're protecting. No, I told you.
Gary Garver, Jew of the... never mind.
Control Chaos, KCAA. 1050 AM, 106.5, 102.3 FM in the Inland Empire. Jigga, I have no idea why they call it the Inland Empire. Do you?
I don't, because I don't know many black people who live there, so I could imagine the inland. I wouldn't imagine it is inland, you know, but okay, you know.
Whatever. I thought it was always Riverside County, but it's the Inland Empire. That's what they call it, the Inland Empire. It was Riverside back in the day.
Something like the Inland Empire would be full of black people, you know. Something like Atlanta, Georgia, the Inland Empire, you know.
I don't know. Anyway,
you say inland, but you don't mean inland.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Well, it's inland. I mean, there's no beaches around or lakes. So, well, maybe there's some lakes out there. I don't know. Who cares? Hey, listen. I want to talk about this for a minute. Russia, Ukraine. I guess Foghorn Leghorn. Mitch McConnell flew over to Ukraine over the weekend with some of these Republican senators. How can these? If it's such a war-torn place, how the hell did these guys get in and out of there so easily? You know, Pelosi showed up there a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, all the people flying in there. You know, you got the Bonos going over there to the concert.
Yeah.
You don't never see them going to Beirut. Hey, go kick it in Beirut.
No.
Oh, no, it's too dangerous.
Yeah, right.
And there's no current wars over there in Beirut. They won't even go there.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah, no, I know. It's
makes
weird.
You wonder, you know.
Yeah, it's weird how they can just.
This place is all tore up and all this stuff going on. But, you know, you talk to people who live there like, yeah, this is the way it always is here.
Well, yeah, it's crazy, man. It's all crazy. And like I said, we're probably going to send him another.
You know what? Hey, you don't see Mitch McConnell flying to Chicago, do you?
No.
You know.
Or Los Angeles.
You sure as hell ain't going to Chicago, Jack, because you want to talk about war-torn places. Go there.
Yeah, exactly. Or Los Angeles and check out
where
the homeless
part. Only the criminals have guns.
Yeah, exactly.
And when the cops have them, they're criminals, too.
I say, I'm not going to go fly over to Chicago because, there's just too many, I don't want to get shot up, but Ukraine, I like Ukraine. It's all white people. So I can relate to them. I say, Foghorn Leghorn. Now get over here and bend over. I got, please, I got a load in my pants right now, like I always do. I mean, I can't stand McConnell. He's a jerk. They're all jerks. Biden's an idiot. They're all jerks.
All of them. You know,
all of them.
They people say, oh, it's Democrats.
Adam Schiff.
It's the Republican. No, it's all of them. It's
all
of them.
They're all crooked.
They need to install a toilet in Congress and the Senate and flush them both.
Flush them all down. Drain the swamp. Wasn't Trump supposed to drain the swamp? What happened?
Yeah, but he didn't do it. That's what happened.
He didn't do it. He didn't drain the swamp. He tried. He couldn't do it.
He tried. He didn't have the guts to do it. You got to come through there. You got to. You know, you can't want to be popular and do the right thing at the same time. Nobody wants to hear that, you know?
That's true.
Especially in Washington. There's so many crooks there of the left and right persuasion. You got to come in there with a rapier, a sword, and cut them all down.
They're all crooks.
You know, you can't just go, Yeah, there's so many crooks, and they're all stealing from us.
Yes.
You know,
please.
On every side of it.
Please, and they're getting kickbacks and free trips and free dinners, and everything's free, free,
and
free.
As soon as the big pharma started giving money to Donald Trump, all of a sudden he became the father of the vaccine that's killing people. You know, great. What a good guy he is. You know?
It's all crazy, man. It's all nuts. Hey, I want to talk about this real quick. You know, Russia, Ukraine, like I said, McConnell went over there with some senators. Allegedly, a coup is underway to oust Russian President Vladimir Putin, who was very sick due to cancer, according to Ukraine's head of military intelligence. Now, do you believe that, yes or no?
No.
Why not?
Because the people in Russia love Vladimir Putin because he's done a lot of good things there that this country doesn't like. You know, he kicked out globalist bankers and gave people their property back. So that already made him a bad guy in the Western people's eyes. Oh, he kicked out all the bankers. Yeah, he did. He gave people their properties back and the whole thing. So the people of Russia love this dude. You know, despite what you see on CNN and everything, talk to somebody that lives in Kiev or somebody that lives over there. And they said, this Vladimir, he gave us our property back. He lowered inflation. He lowered the prices of everything. And that's what he did. You know, you see dudes like Joe Biden that got in with all these fraudulent votes, with these 81 million votes. We got 41
all
million.
All right, get over it. It's listen. Who cares? It's 5 months, November. You know, they have the election.
5 months of
there
what?
You go.
5 months of tyranny, inflation, and bull crap.
I agree
with that. That's what fraudulent elections have. You know, look at Venezuela. Venezuela was taken over by a fraudulent vote, and it went to hell.
You know, I went
to
Venezuela.
What's going on here?
You know, I got to go to Venezuela. Huh?
We're in Venezuela right now.
Venezuela is a beautiful country. Me and my brother and my dad. My dad took my brother and I, Scotty.
And have you been there recently?
No, hold on. Let me just tell the story about this because it's actually a funny story. I've told it on the air before. My brother and I, Scotty and I, and my dad went on a Caribbean cruise back in 1992, I believe it was.
Oh, Lord.
All right, well, can I just tell the story, please?
It's okay, a communist country now.
All right, I know it is. I would never even want to step foot in there. But anyways, in 1992, it was beautiful.
I'm just making sure.
Okay, I'm not going there now, dude. But 1992,
that
we went.
Like you're living in California. You're talking about Venezuela is a great country. I'm like, wait a minute.
It is. It was a beautiful country. It's a beautiful. And by the way, the women there are unbelievable. They got the most beautiful women of any place I've ever been. In Caracas, Venezuela, the most beautiful women of any place I've ever been in my entire life. I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. So anyways, we go to Caracas. We get out, me and my brother meet a couple guys our age. You know, we're in our late 20s, whatever. And instead of taking the tour of Caracas, we said, hey, man, let's just take our own tour. Because usually they stick you on a bus when you take these when you get off the ship, you know, when you take these cruises. They put you on a bus with a bunch of other people. And you got to just follow their rules. We said, F this. We're going to do our own thing. So we get a taxi. We pay this guy like 10 bucks each, 40 bucks. And he takes us all throughout Caracas, downtown square and all that. And then one of the guys goes, hey, can you take us to do you have any brothels here? And he's like, yeah, we do. So he took us into this brothel. And my brother, was walking up these stairs, like two flights of stairs, lime green. It's really weird, like bizarre. And we walk in, and there's all these hot chicks around. And I'm looking for Scotty, because I was like in the back. I'm looking for Scotty. I go, where's my brother? Oh, senor, he's being taken care of right now. I go, what? He's being taken care of, senor. I go, okay, cool. So 30 minutes, so I don't participate. The guys do, I don't, because I'm a douchebag. You know what I mean? I just wasn't into doing that.
Just like at the Bunny Ranch.
You know, like, I know, I'm so lame. I'm such a douche. Anyways, 30 minutes later, my brother comes walking out, smiling from head to toe. I go, Scott, what went down? He goes, oh, Gary, I got two of them. He says, two of them? I said, how much did that cost you? He goes, $10. So he had two hotties for like $5 each for like a half hour, dude. It was crazy, but I'll never forget that story where he just walked out. He was smiling. Like, I had two of them, Gary. I go, how much did they cost you? $10. So, that was Caracas and Venezuela in the good days. Okay. But yeah, dude, I would never go there. That place is, no bueno now, right?
No, it's really bad now.
Yeah, it's bad. It is bad. Well, listen, it is what it is. The whole world is the whole world teetering on the brink of destruction? Yes or no, Jigga?
Well, yeah, you know, they got this World Economic Forum people, and it's like a real life James Bond villain kind of thing going on. They want to make everybody poor, so that all the people have to come to heel, you know, and do what they say.
Yeah.
And so, you know what? There's gonna be guys like me, and you know, you may have there'll be a date probably here in the United States. You may have to disavow knowing me, because I'll be a criminal. You know, I won't go under all this tyranny like everybody else do it. I'm going to go there and take a screwdriver and stick it in their eye. I'm going to do that.
Well, play it on NIGGA TV, okay? And if you need somebody
do that.
And listen, if you go to the Jim Crow Museum, let me know, and we'll take a trip out there, and we'll film it, okay? I'll go with you.
We're planning to do a documentary out there because it's just – I mean, if you got a collection of all these funny artifacts –
You have to.
Like this, somebody that likes comedy, I gotta go out there.
You have to. That's gotta be number one. Dude, that will be like, believe me, you might win an Emmy.
And think of this, if you ever seen those dunk tanks where you throw the softball and hit the person and they go in the water, that's actually born from dunking NIGGA. But they didn't use NIGGA.
Right. Well,
they would put ice in the water. You know, you have a dude, and a black guy would be sitting up there fanning himself, you know, and doing stuff to antagonize you to throw the ball, you know, all that stuff. You've seen those documentaries.
Yeah, I've seen them. Well, we talked about it last week where, you know, how the Dodgers got their name from, black people putting their heads in a circus, you know, one of the circus things.
African Dodgers.
Yeah.
Brooklyn.
And then the guys would throw balls at them, and the guys would bob
and it was all the rage in the 30s.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It was all the rage. Every one of those carnivals you went to, they all had it. Different versions of it.
Right. That's crazy,
dude. Different things you can't say on the radio these days.
No.
But it's all funny, but there it is. You couldn't do it.
It's wild, dude. It's wild. Our society is so crazy, man. And now we're living in such a weird energy, man. I just hope we don't fall off the cliff. I just hope we can stabilize. But I don't know, man. I mean, with the prices going up and everybody losing their mind and everything, I don't know. It's crazy.
People sold out to China, selling us out.
Yeah, everything. Well, listen, I look forward to seeing your channel, and if somebody else wants to get your wit and wisdoms, where do they go?
They can go to JiggaJones.com.
JiggaJones.com. Well, have a great week, my brother, and I'll talk to you probably next week with some more chaos. How's that sound?
Yeah.
All right, brother. Take care. Have a great week.
Come out and do some drinking.
I will. I will eventually. I will. All right. Take care, brother.
All right.
You guys have a great rest of your day. I'll be back mañana with some more chaos for you.
I had skin like leather and my diamond heart look up and over. I was born blowing weather that I burst just like a supernova. I could walk like Brando right into the sun, dance just like a Casanova. With my black jack and jacket and hair slick sweet, silver star studs on my dust like a Harley in heat. When I stood down the street, I could feel its heartbeat. Sisters fell back, said, don't that man look pretty? The cripple on the corner cried out, nickels for your pity. And gasoline boys downtown sure talk pretty. It's so hard to be a saint in the city. I was the king of the island, mama, I could talk some trash. I was the prince of the paupers, crammed downtown at the beggar's bash. I was the pimp's main prop, but I kept everything cool. Just a backstreet gambler with a love to lose.
Main Street. Show me a hand, I know even the cops couldn't beat. I felt this hot breath on my neck as I dove into the heat. It's so hard to be a saint when you're just a boy out on the street. And the sages of the subway sit just like the living dead. The tracks clack out the rhythm, their eyes fix straight ahead. They ride the line of balance and hold on by just a thread. But it's too hot in these tunnels, you can get hit up by the heat. You get up to get out, it's your next stop, but they push you back down in your seat. Your heart starts beating faster as the struggle to your feet.
KCAA Loma Linda, 1050 AM, 106.5 FM, and now 102.3 FM.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is paying tribute to a former Buffalo, New York police officer who tried